Rick Emerson Show. How's Nate?
No, I'm busy getting... Trying to Justin. He's like, name two ways you renovated me if you can't, I'll fully withdraw my short and sweet email.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I didn't renovate you. You win.
I could probably name two ways in which you renovated Justin.
Okay, how?
But let's not. Okay. I won't do that now. That would be wrong.
But you can't because there aren't. Let's just all be happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I couldn't. No, in no way could I do that. I'm sorry. I didn't see the expression on your face.
We're just finally able to be friends after like 2 years. I don't want to ruin that.
Okay. Moving on. It's 50373. No, I don't mean that. Justin's. It was... Justin was pretty renovated when you got him already. All right. It's 503-733-2970. I mean that in a good way.
Just stop talking.
There's no way out of this. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along, ladies and germs. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. We're live from Portland. I feel like we've become dealers now with this visa because now everybody... I guess it doesn't help that we have a radio program in which we are constantly talking about the refrigerator in the studio that is full of Vizo. Because now everybody has come in and they've started to... Smokey was just in here. Scotty's in here. So, and the fridge is now empty. We've got to put more in there. Why are we even having him send the non-caffeinated stuff?
No, we should just order the caffeinated.
just order strictly caffeinated. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. It is now 2 o'clock. We have 1 hour and about 6 minutes left in this program. We're talking to Matt Lindland later on this hour, a little bit about Sport Fight 17, which is coming up at the Rose Garden this weekend. Here's what we've got, basically. We've got to do some news with Tim Riley. We have It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, which I think we're not going to get to. And
Scotty J's Top 10.
We have Scotty J's Top 10, which we got to get to. So, Tim Riley now, please, if you would like to come to the studio, we'll do a quick hit at the City Desk. And then we will talk about the top 10 songs that Scotty J always plays yet hates playing as a wedding DJ. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, this email says, you are teasing me mercilessly. I love the new single from Storm and would love to have the file on my home computer. Will you be putting it on your AV section or on your site? I did not find it on Storm's site. It is so good. Please to be letting me know. Yvonne, the answer to that is no. No, we will not. And that's not because we wouldn't like to, but because, you know, that Davey from Storm and the Balls, who is Storm's SO, as they say online, as well as the musical director, he was very nice and gracious enough to give us an advance copy of the new single by Storm and the Balls. We're the only radio station that has it right now, but unfortunately, it's one of those things that we're playing, but it's not really released to the general public yet. I think it's going to be go on their site later this week, next week, something like that. But at the moment, no, we cannot do that. I'm sorry, Yvonne. I can't do that. Rick, here's another get an interview with Dana. Do two or three of the contestants in any given week have to wear electrical tape somewhere in their body? Is it on a rotating basis? It's awfully awkward to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior at the City Desk. It's Tim Riley.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat team around the reporting. While the U.S. continues to watch events in Cuba, and once again, we are reporting we have absolutely no intention of taking over the country.
Are you part of the disinformation wing?
The United States stands ready if the Cuban people demonstrate that they do, in fact, want to make the transition to democracy. What? And the United States is prepared to do that.
You know, that's a whole lot of... never mind. I don't even care. You know, here's the thing. I just don't even care enough to get worked up about it. Could you be a little less subtle, maybe? Do you think you could be a little more obvious with your inducements to the Cuban people to rise up and riot in a violent manner? All right. No, but we don't do that sort of thing.
Doesn't anybody want a tanning place in a strip mall or a Kinko's or a Thai food place? Or
seriously, that really is a democracy on the march right there. That's just poised to happen. Wouldn't you too like to work stress-filled 14-hour work days while attempting to stab your coworkers in the back so you can buy a house in the suburbs you can't possibly afford and will never pay off? Come on, the American way of life is calling you.
Kansas City, the latest metro area to consider restrictions on pit bulls.
I think that if we make an ordinance that's specific, that dealing with pit bulls in terms of license, in terms of insurance that an owner has to have, in terms of muzzle, in terms of chains, in terms of a pin up at all times, in terms of a microchip.
Okay, he either has no lips or all our news is coming to us through a sock.
But it's from Kansas.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the heat wave is now a legitimate story since it's reached the East Coast. It was ignored till then. Yeah. In Queens, many residents found themselves in the dark again. The Astoria pool in that town was shut down due to an unruly crowd.
I wish I could say I just got out of the pool, but this is just sweat on my shirt because I waited 2 hours outside. And officials told us if we let people out, they would let people in. And then they closed the pool on us. So thank you to the Parks Department of the City of New York.
Pleasant image.
They had to call the police to move the crowds out. Residents said there was a problem and they lacked communication. Meanwhile, the Dixie Chicks postponed an outdoor concert in Long Island. And in Boston, animals at the Franklin Park Zoo are being kept cold by eating frozen blood. The primates receive frozen orange juice.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
The animals are being kept cold by eating frozen blood.
Oh. Hunted. Despised. Sorry.
Meanwhile, the New Hampshire Board of Medicine has voted to dismiss its disciplinary case against a doctor accused of telling a patient she is so obese she might only be attracted to black men. It advised another patient to shoot himself after brain surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry. That absolutely calls for...
Yeah, that's right, Clark. Let's do that.
All right, thank you.
The doctor is accused of telling a patient she is so obese she might only be attracted to black men and advised another patient to shoot herself after brain surgery. The board said the decision that Dr. Terry Bennett, well, he was within his rights to say things that might be offensive. That's wonderful, said the doctor's lawyer. I look forward to receiving that honor. The complaints included charges that Bennett humiliated a white woman by telling her she was so obese she might only be attracted to black men.
Is your goal to read that sentence as many times as possible during this news story?
It says it several times.
Well, it is.
Well, the doctors do have a right to free speech, even though their comments insult and offend patients, according to the state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
Diamonds are no longer a girl's best friend. According to a new survey done by Oxygen Network, more women would prefer a new plasma TV. Meanwhile, a teenage driver in Indiana crashed into a tree and stirred up a massive swarm of angry bees. Tens of thousands of bees attacked the SUV after the driver lost control on a gravel road. Firefighters donned full safety gear to rescue the 16-year-old driver. They had to douse the bees with bee foam. The fire chief said the bees were plenty mad. My Sharona singer, Doug Feeder, who was the lead singer for My Sharona, has undergone successful brain surgery.
Is he supposed to shoot himself afterwards and date a black man?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Oscar-winning Titanic composer James Horner has created a new theme for the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. They're also entering out the newsroom to make more room for Katie in the new studio, and a new anchor desk will arrive within days. The new program begins on September 5th.
Now, I can hardly wait. Our fortunes will be reversed in a moment.
And we also got creamer and paper towels.
Yeah,
that's a good
day
for CBS.
It's true. You can tell that the ratings are up because they gave us our creamer back, and I'm no longer having to clean my glasses on the tail of my shirt.
That is a good thing.
So there you go. The good things are happening at CBS.
Paris Hilton has demonstrated her grasp of world affairs by asking, "Who's Tony Blair?" The heiress said she did not recognize the British Prime Minister, asked by GQ magazine if she fancied Tony Blair. A confused Hilton replied, "Who?" This comes to us from Florida.
FLA.
Nate is right now.
The question, though, is where in Florida did this come to us from?
Bayonet Point.
Is that near Miami?
I'm not sure.
It's not near Miami.
A 73-year-old Bayonet Point man accidentally shot himself in the forehead but didn't call for help until the next day.
After brain surgery but before dating a black man?
Possibly.
Miami.
The man was cleaning a handgun on Monday when he shot himself. He called for help on Tuesday.
Cleaning a handgun, really? Mm-hmm. Really? He was cleaning a gun and it went off? Really?
Yeah.
There's some things you... That's like man bites dog. Some of those things you only read about... You know what I mean? Like, you only hear them used sort of sarcastically as an example of what a bad news story or cliche news story might be. There's some cliches that you hear that they don't ever actually occur in real life. They are only used as examples of something that might be in the news. I was cleaning my gun and it went off. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Miami.
There you go.
A line of girls' hooded sweatshirts by trendy clothing vendor Quiksilver is being recalled because of a choking hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the voluntary recall involves Quicksilver hoodies, as they're called by the teens, sold in major department stores as well as specialty shops. They sold for $40 each. The agency said the teenagers could remove a drawstring and choke themselves to death. Please return them to the place of purchase for
Couldn't
a refund.
Could you do that with any drawstring?
Seriously, and I mean, if you're really that motivated, who am I to stop you? Go ahead,
part
I don't
of the
care.
Choking game, apparently. Well, don't expect Ashley Simpson to receive a warm welcome if she ever heads back to Toledo. The Toledo Blade reports that the singer was booed as she left town last week. The reason? The fans are upset that Ashley had canceled a concert at the last minute, July 25th, reportedly due to sickness. Apparently, there were calls from listeners of a local radio station who claimed to have seen Ashley rollerblading in her hotel and eating dinner at a local Chili's.
She's all about class and style, that girl.
Apparently, the morning show there encouraged its listeners to show up at the hotel and protest the cancellation.
Oh, those kooky morning shows. What, was there no Hardee's or something nearby?
No, this was a Chili's.
Okay.
The concert promoter said he didn't see anything wrong with the situation because the refunds were available. So far, there's been no word from the Simpson camp on its doings in Toledo. Madonna's feeling the heat ahead of her scheduled
concert.
How long
is this news going?
How long would you like me to go?
No, I want him to keep going. Let him get through all the stuff.
No, I'm all,
just for that, this is going to be the last story.
No, I'm already...
Rick,
no
put a cork in it.
There'll be no talking me out of it.
No, here's...
No, you're going all the way down the
line. Oh, no, I'm not. Not anymore.
No, I'm not.
Rick,
it's
what
not
is
a,
we listened to you talk all day. Let's
not
give
a
him
criticism.
A moment in the sun.
It's not a criticism. Don't throw your VSO bottle at me.
On second thought, we'll have this Madonna story tomorrow beginning at noontime.
Oh, Tim, stay.
I'm sorry.
Stay a while. Stay forever. No, it
Do we have to hear another one of your, like, quirky anecdotes about Rockstar, perhaps Viso?
It was me. You shut it. It was me.
I'll come back when Katie Couric begins the new CBS Evening News.
I was actually starting to feel like I knew what was going on in the world.
It was merely a clarifying question, and here's why.
Well, that plane has sailed.
That's a horse of a different foot.
Yes.
I was merely trying to
close the barn door on the horse's leg.
I was merely trying to clarify because for two things. A, because we have not five but 10 songs to get to from Scotty J. Also, we're talking to Matt Lindland, but also this, because we laid out all this sound. And we have two bank. Tim will give me a list of sound cuts that we're going to be playing. For example,
you think so?
Cuba,
the United States stands.
And
I think that every
this. The New York pool
I wish
guy.
I could say I just got out.
But I have this one, like, it's sort of like an unscratched itch, or like one thing left to do in my Franklin planner.
It's not going
to
happen now.
There's a list of four sound bites. And you did the first three.
I did, didn't I?
And then the final of the four sound cuts has just been left there hanging, tantalizingly.
It's like a piece of lint on a sweater.
It is.
It's going to stay there until I find the lint brush.
In no way was I criticizing the length of the City Desk. In fact, quite the contrary. The audience are big fans of the City Desk, as are Sarah and myself. I was simply asking because of the four sound cuts, you did the first three, and the last sound cut is just sitting there. It's like the final piece of pizza. You're just you're like, what? But this final, it's just hanging there.
I think I'm going to go home and watch Viva Vendetta, and then I'll come back and do the fourth sound bite.
I don't even know. It says night.
I don't know what it is now. I threw the rest away.
He was on a roll. I can't believe you interrupted him right before the Madonna story.
It was merely to clarify the expected length of today's City Desk segment. Mm-hmm. I was not, in no way was I criticizing.
You know what? That's just mean. We haven't let him get to news since, like, we've been back on the air. And he was finally getting into the groove of things. He was doing it.
You guys are just being jerks now. I was simply...
I'm like, Stella, I've lost my groove.
I was simply wondering...
I want to hear the penis watch.
I'm sorry. We're going to say that till tomorrow.
But won't it be outdated?
No more news of any kind.
I don't think so. I get a whole bag full of outdated news in the hallway.
Way to go, Rick.
A black bag full of clowns. Okay.
Perhaps some other day.
Okay. Let's see. Yes? Are these people calling about this now?
There's all only right. One caller left. Everyone else is.
We have one line open. Michael, hello. You're on the Rick Everson Show.
Hey, Rick. First of all, that was just plain rude.
Okay.
I think so, too.
I was merely trying to assess the expected length of the City Desk segment.
Tim talked for, what, like 7 minutes? You're interrupting him?
In no way.
I have nothing more to say today. Nothing.
I think you should get push-ups for that.
It's the pictures that got small.
I agree. He needs to be punished. I'm taking away his VSO for the rest of the week.
Can't do that.
I'm stripping the studio from the caffeinated ones. Of the caffeinated ones.
All right. Is that all you had to contribute, Michael?
I just think Tim should be able to say how many push-ups should be contributed to you.
Okay. How many times do I have to clarify? I was only asking to know whether or not we were going to be playing this final sound cut.
It's funny, there's nobody on your side.
I'm just saying. All right, thank you, Michael. Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much.
I just think somebody's a little too talky-talky with his caffeine.
Somebody's a little too energized. All right. Tim is doing the classic, just opening the newspaper, leaning back and reading the newspaper by himself now.
This is the Shushan fellow here today, too.
All right. Well, do we dare try to get to, what time is it now? It's 2:13. So we got to do these 10 songs from Scotty J. The question is whether that's ever going to be gotten to. So here's what we're going to do. So Scotty has, at our request, he has created these 10, Scotty to put together a list of the 10 wedding songs that he is most frequently asked to play. As you are not just you're not just an employee there, you're the owner, right? Because he emailed me this morning, and his signature file on his email is Scotty J. That's apparently his full business name. Scotty J., owner, Northwest Mobile DJ Service.
Awesome.
Yeah. Or do you have employees? Do you have people who work for you, Scotty? Are there people underneath you? Yes. How many? 4 to 5? Really?
Good for him.
You're actually above 4 to 5.
Does he offer health insurance?
All right. So, no, he says. That's the answer is a resounding no.
Oh, it's just like radio.
All right. So we have all. Now, Sarah has never been a mobile DJ. So.
You can thank your lucky stars for that.
No, it's the best job ever.
You'll be emotionally scarred for life after one of them.
Oh, man. And it's because people are so. And of course, as the night goes on at the wedding, they just become drunker and more demanding, more obnoxious. They come up slurring their words, speaking louder and louder, asking you to go, I asked for the chicken dance.
And because they have to bite their tongue before saying anything to relatives, you get the brunt of it.
You are the brother. Oh, can you play this stupid goddamn good for? I told him not to marry her. It's and
where did she ever meet him?
Did you see how fat she looks? If you look, you can tell that she's showing. Will you play Fog Hat? And then they just stumble off drunkenly into a corner.
You can tell they met online.
All right, so
I think he used a picture from 1972, back when he had hair.
Scotty, do you just provide music? Do you have fog machines or smoke machines of any kind? In fact, you know what? Let's just cut the cord here.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scotty J, hello, sir.
How's it going, Rick?
How you doing?
You're dilly-dallying.
I'm not dilly-dallying. I'm also higgledy-piggledy. So do you offer at your DJs, and this is not a plug, by the way, we're simply asking as part of our daily conversation, do you offer smoke and fog as well?
Yes, I do. Fog. And lights. And, I mean, karaoke.
By fog, do you mean like dry ice?
I'm on a pyrotechnic show.
Yes. Do you offer the full great white package?
If the price is right.
Really? So you offer a fog machine?
Yes, I do.
What are the top three events that you are called upon to DJ?
Top three events would be...
I would say wedding.
Right.
Bar mitzvah?
Never.
Really?
Never done one, and I've been asked to do a couple times, but since I've never done it, I'm just, a little...
You're afraid?
Gun-shy of doing it, I guess. I don't want to screw
it
up.
Is this like a Mel Gibson thing? Is that what that's all about?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm positive.
Give him a few drinks and ask him again.
The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. Are you a Jew? My life is...
All right. So...
No, that wasn't
that
me
was a
saying
full-on
that.
Snort that's, out of Sarah.
That's Mel Gibson. Let's just make that
sure.
Clear.
All right. So Sarah, so what we're going to do here is we are going to ask you to come up with. We are going to ask you to guess the top 10. And these, what we ask you is the top 10 songs most frequently requested by lame white people at a wedding. And Sarah, we're going to ask you to guess out loud what you think is on that list. Then we will count down the list and see how accurate you were.
Well, Mel, let me correct you. These songs are requested by all
people.
Yes, but I mean, you DJ in Portland, so these
that's
are largely lame white people. All right. So, Sarah, do you have any guesses?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, am I doing it now?
Yeah.
How about, oh, that horrible, I hate this song so much, the Celebrate Good Time.
Okay, now, Scotty, don't reveal yet. Celebrate. All right.
The Macarena.
Macarena. These are Sarah's guesses. Okay?
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red. Now, you don't have to you don't have to guess all 10 if you don't want to. I'm just saying the ones that first come to mind.
YMCA.
YMCA, yeah. Okay.
Baby Got Back.
These are just coming to you. You're just flowing with this, Baby
Got
Back.
I'm just thinking about...
These are the songs you pick, right?
Oh, yes. I've requested them many times. Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, that one's probably true.
All right. Let's see. Slow songs. I don't know.
All right, is that it? Tim?
Yes?
Am I back doing news?
No. No, never again.
No, Rick still needs to talk.
No, it's no. Thank you. All right, Tim, you want to wait? DJed
Weddings. Oh, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, I Will Always Love You. Tim, you DJed Weddings.
Mm-hmm.
First songs that come to mind?
Feelings. Morris Albert.
Feelings. Totally Feelings.
The exactly. Hokey Pokey.
That, you know, you laugh, man, but I can't tell you how many times I played the Hokey Pokey and the Chicken Dance.
The yeah. Hustle. That's dating me.
Really? You played the Hustle?
I played the Hustle.
The Electric Slide.
I don't think I ever had to play the Hustle.
I go back to the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, I would say That's the Way, or whatever, by Casey and the Sunshine. Is that what that song's called? That's the Way?
That's the Way.
That's the way. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the way. Okay.
Hey, how about Kokomo?
Kokomo. You know, for some
that's
reason.
Older.
Kokomo.
How about
right.
Daddy's Little Girl?
That's a wedding song.
That's a wedding song. And I think it's still played.
They played it at my brother's
what
wedding.
What about that Butterfly Kisses song?
Oh, that Bob, that hideous Bob Carlisle song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my friend, that was what she danced to with her dad.
Butterfly Kisses.
Why am I thinking that's the same song? I think they sound alike, or that's
what?
The actual name of the song.
What, Butterfly Kisses?
Yeah.
By Bob Carlisle.
Daddy, well, I guess Daddy's Little Girl is a different song. But
no,
Daddy's Little Girl is a different song altogether. They sound familiar.
You're thinking of two. All right, okay. Now, what folder is this in, Scotty?
This would be in the wedding, or a top 10 wedding.
But, I mean, where is this in the computer?
Thursday?
Top 10 wedding. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to play these. All right, just in no particular order. Here we go. These are the... We won't do an intro or anything, and we'll just roll through these. These are the top 10...
Are we not breaking?
Well, do you want to break and do we come back?
Yeah, why don't
let's do this.
Break
let's break.
Way.
We'll come back. We'll talk real quickly to Matt Lindland about Sport Fight 17, and then that'll be good, because then we don't have to get cut off. Then we'll do some more news.
You think so?
Yes.
You really just broke a lot of hearts today, Rick.
Yes, I know. I'm a terrible person.
I'm not sure if I can find some in this short period of time.
It's all been done. It's all gone.
I think you might owe Tim an apology.
Then we'll talk for these Top 10 songs. Like us at 3. Don and Mike Show at 7. Hey, stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Back after this. Up for the three-point shot. He was amazing. Hello.
Hello.
It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like about, whatever. Rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@RickEmerson.com. Real quickly, this email says, Rick, you have a short attention span, so you probably won't get to this.
Ha!
Sherrod, you are. Here's my take on Supernova, says Jessica. Delana sounds like a warbly old man. Lucas looks like a seal. And I don't think Dana is chubby, like you said. She's a little chunky. Bad teeth, yes. Chubby, no. Are we looking at the same Dana?
She's not chubby. She's a little fuller figured than some of the
other. I'm not saying she's fat. I think she's hot. I'm all about her. Davey and I were talking about that live. Well, you were in the bathroom last night, Dana. While you were in the bathroom, Davey and I were talking about Dana.
Thank you for waiting until I left. I don't want to hear another story about you talking about her breasts again.
Let's not get into the awkward moments that happened last night while you and Davey and I were sitting at a table in public together. Let's not talk about who had to get up and leave the table at certain points because there was all...
You had to have your earmuffs on for a little bit there.
All right. There's just things... Things I'm not...
Let's move forward. Well, don't we have a guest? We have a guest.
Yes, we do.
Should I play some music or something?
Yeah. Do we have something exciting?
Yes.
Hey, listen to that. That is thrilling. I was going to suggest Eye of the Tiger. Ladies and... I'm blowing my voice out there. Ladies and gentlemen...
You're sounding like Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. Let's welcome Matt the Lindland to the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Matt. How are you, sir?
There you go, Rick. That's what I was looking for.
Matt, we talked on the phone yesterday, and Matt's like, hey, so, you know, I'll come on around 2:30 or so, and we'll talk. I'm like, yeah, and he goes, well, you got to do that intro, and I'm not really sure what intro you were talking about, because I...
But just like you did at the Rose Garden the last time you were out at the show, you were great.
Oh, man, the last sports fight that
I was
at... I did, but I introduced one of the matches, and I got to tell you, people don't really appreciate sort of the pressure because you're there in front of thousands of pairs of eyes, and you're doing something that you've seen done your whole life. Your whole life, if you watch boxing, you watch wrestling, any event like this, you see that guy, the Michael Buffer type guy, who comes out in the tux, and he's, ladies and gentlemen, this next fight in the blue corner, and they're so smooth and so good, and then I'm out there doing it, and it's just, at any moment, I'm waiting to, the worst thing was getting in and out of the ring, because you have to sort of bend over and slide between the ropes there in the ring, and I was so afraid that I would trip, or like the thing would snap up and hit me in the junk. It was so many ways in which that could have gone really bad, you know?
You know, I understand. It's the same thing when you're going in there to fight. I actually jumped over the top ring rope when I fought in sport fight, and tell you that was a little nervous. Okay, I'm going for the jump over the top rope. If I blow this right before the fight,
well, yeah, because it's I don't know. It's like if you're getting in the ring to fight, especially in sport fight, where it's like so much about like attitude, and you got to be intimidating, and you got to be Eye of the Tiger. If you trip, it's sort of like having your pants fall down. Like you just have to.
Oh, yeah, you just got pants.
This yeah, you have to go and incinerate yourself because there's no coming back from that at all. So, well, let's talk about Sport Fight 17, which is coming up on Saturday, August 5th.
This Saturday, 7:30 at the Rose Garden. Some more guys are going to be throwing down.
And so the last time, I had really good seats, actually, the last one I went to, and really, I'm doing that thing when I was watching the last one, where like the punch will be thrown, and you find yourself sort of mimicking. It's like when you play a video game. And sometimes guys will do this. They're sitting on the couch with the Nintendo controller or the Xbox controller. And as, like if it's a driving game or a fighting game, as your character is moving left, you will actually find yourself physically on the couch moving left along with it like an idiot. I find myself doing that when I'm watching sport fight, and especially last time, there will be a punch, and I find myself actually recoiling a little bit because it just looks so brutal sometimes. And let me ask you a question about these guys who are, because I know that this one, there's sort of a co-main event happening. There's the welterweight title fight, which is Chris Wilson, and is it true that there's a man named Laverne?
There is a guy named Laverne, yes. And he just got out of prison, so he's going to show up. He's actually just landed about an hour ago.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. We got this guy out of Bendorf, Iowa, and they got him out. He's been out for 10 days, so he's well prepared, you know. But apparently in Bendorf, Iowa, they let him train in jail, so.
Now can I ask what Laverne was in prison for?
I didn't ask, so I couldn't tell you. But it seems like he may be a regular there.
Yeah, it seems like he may be known there.
Oh, yeah. And as he's in Minneapolis today, they give us a call, and they should tell him about, oh, your credit card for the flight. And I'm like, you've let him on the plane. He's in Minneapolis. You tell him. The guy with no teeth standing in front of you. You tell him he's not going to get on the plane to Portland, okay? Go ahead.
I'm looking at his picture right now. He's the challenge. He just got out of prison 10 days ago. He looks like a guy who, you know what, whether he was getting paid or not, whether there was a title at stake or not, looks like a guy who might just punch you a whole lot because he felt like doing it and he might enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure he enjoys it. Most of the guys that do this sport love what they do, and they love getting out there and performing in front of Portland fans, because we got some great fans here in Portland.
We're talking with Matt Lindland. Sport Fight 17 Hot Zone is coming up this Saturday at the Rose Garden. How long can a guy do that? How old can a guy be and still be getting in the ring and doing this before age is going to take him down?
Randy Couture is probably the most prolific name in the sport, and he was 42 when he retired, and... you know, he won 5 world titles doing this thing, and he's my, you know, one of my business partners in the sport fight. He'll be out there, but he's done fighting strictly in the promotion game. I'm 36, and I think I'm hitting my prime right now. So I don't know. It's hard to say, but a lot of these guys are in their early mid-20s.
And so do these guys, do you seek out guys to fight in this, or do they come to you? Are these guys do most of them start out as boxers, or they just start out as, like, what percentage of these guys just start out as fans of sport fighting after a while? They're like, hey, I think I could hit a guy. I could do that.
There's a few of those guys, for sure. We got a lot of guys down in our gym that were fans that, like, I want to come in and start doing this. Well, you know, we give them their training wheels first, you know, put them in some of the smaller classes. But we've got, you know, 20 professional fighters fighting out of our gym here in Gresham. It's a pretty world-renowned gym, and we've had 5 guys in sport fight that have fought for world titles, that have gone on to fight for world titles. We've had multiple sport fight champions that have moved on to organizations like the UFC and Pride Fighting. So, I mean, we've got a ton of talent coming out of the Northwest and right here in our shows. But most of the guys, you know, do start with some background, boxing. I mean, I was an Olympic medalist in wrestling. That was my background before I learned how to punch people and kick them in the head. you know, we weren't doing a lot of that in wrestling, so yeah,
well,
I had
you
to
know.
Add those skills.
We got an email here from Mark. Mark says, not only has this guy, and he's not referring to you, he's talking about this challenger and this welterweight title fight. Not only has he been to prison, but he grew up with the name Laverne. Why would anybody want to get into the ring with this guy? Seriously, what kind of a bastard names their kid Laverne? I mean, I'm not going to make all the boy named Sue jokes, but I mean, come on, is that just like where you? Is that just a whole lot of I'm going to make sure my kid is tough one way or the other thing?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
And getting out of prison 10 days ago, it doesn't really sound like giving him the name Laverne kept him on the straight and narrow. You know. That didn't really work out. So, all right. Well, are these guys who are going to be fighting on Saturday at Sport Fight 17 Hot Zone, there's Chris Wilson, Laverne Clark, Ryan Schultz, Cam Ward, and...
Yeah, we got 9 bouts total that night. Each one of the bouts is 3 5-minute rounds. Some of them don't make it to the end of the round, as you recall.
Oh, no, there's a whole lot of ow, ow, that hurts, please make it stop.
You get choked out, yeah. Knocked out, unconscious, yeah.
Yeah, and so is it mostly going to be straight boxing, or are these, are you going to see grappling, or like kicking?
You're going to see well-rounded fighters, some guys that are, you know, the main event, those guys both like to stand and throw. Somebody's getting knocked out in that fight.
All right.
Somebody's so, going home unconscious that night.
So Sport Fight 17 Hot Zone happens this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. That's when the fight starts. There's 9 bouts, you said?
There's going to be 9 bouts.
9 bouts. You can get tickets at 877-789-ROSE or go online to sportfight.tv. And then you're going to be there. Randy's going to be there as well.
Yep.
And
got the full lineup right there at sportfight.tv, and there's a link to get tickets as well.
Fantastic. Matt Lindland, Sport Fight 17 Hot Zone happens this weekend, 7:30 p.m. Go to sportfight.tv to find out more and to see pictures of this guy, Laverne, who I think would probably not only punch you into a powder, but would then pull out your spine and hit you with it. That's just a guess. So, Matt Lindland, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
There you go. Matt Lindland, ladies and gentlemen. Sport Fight 17 happens this Saturday. It's a whole lot of angry-looking guys here. All right, there
can
you
I
go.
See it?
Matt Lindland, there you go. Yeah, you weren't at the last one, man, the one where I got up and did
and
this,
I won't be at the next
where,
one.
Where I did the ring announcements. I was in there going, in the blue corner. There's a whole lot of Mortal Kombat guys who are going to be taking out your still beating heart and holding it aloft in front of you.
Oh, that guy looks crazy. That Laverne guy?
Yeah, did you see he just got out of prison? He said, I thought he was kidding. I thought he was making a joke. He's just got out of prison. And apparently he has no teeth.
Oh, okay. That's why he's making the pucker face.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of, I'm going to beat your ass. That's what that is.
All right, shall we get to the songs?
Shall we? Yeah, all right, dude.
Should I play the top five theme? Or do we need to? No, it's top
ten. No, this is a top ten. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Sarah Dillon, who was picked out. We were talking about, we asked Scotty J to put together the list of the 10 songs he most hates playing during a wedding and yet is most frequently asked to play. Let's see. Oh, and he's also letting me know that he's created a whole new folder of sounders for us to play during the program, and he'd like me to go through them at some point. Well, we'll try to get to that. All right, let's see. Where are we here? This is
Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. Are you a Jew?
Sorry about that. All right, these are the 10 songs that Scotty J most frequently plays yet hates playing at a wedding. We'll just start and we'll go through 10 to 1 here. Oh God.
Yes,
that's one right there. You know, the thing about this song is that at the time, do you remember this was number one for like 14 weeks? And it was one of those songs that you could tell. Like, do you ever do this where you can spot a future hated song? Like, the first time you hear it, you're like, that's going to be really popular. Then everyone's going to hate it.
I like Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl, exactly. Barbie Girl was that way. That, early in another generation, there was...
Boots, Scoot, Boogie. Oh, I forgot Boots, Scoot, Boogie. I want to put that one on there, too.
The Dance, Garth Brooks.
The Dance. I was going to say there was You Light Up My Life. That was from... Well, see, you love it because you... And I only got, I think, the tail end of the You Light Up My Life mania. That was, what, 78, 79, Tim?
Yeah.
I remember my sister playing that
and
all
Warner
the time.
Warner Brothers Records.
What kind of an intro was on that? Remember?
Two seconds?
Yeah. All right.
It was less than that because I had Q scratches on it.
Do you remember
I hate the song because my mom was a substitute Spanish teacher.
God.
And she would teach sometimes at my school.
Yeah.
And it was
no
right
white person could sing
out.
The song.
No.
No, she would. My mom would get up in front of the class and do the dance.
Today, we will be talking about tacos. Yeah.
She's Peggy Hill.
Yeah, totally. And well, you know, 10 years before, though, it wasn't this. It was La Bamba. I remember, man, going to high school when La Bamba came out, and it's like every Spanish teacher hated that. Because all the kids wanted to do was talk about La Bamba.
No, my mom also played a lot of Weird Al Yankovic, because he had, like, Taco Grande from Rico Suave. She still plays that.
I'm so sad for
you. I know. It was horrible.
I can see where all of this angst comes
from,
actually.
See, that's why I have the website where I just ridicule celebrities. If people were
stupid
nicer
girls!
To me. If they were nicer, I wouldn't be so mean.
You are kind of the Lindsay Lohan Mean Girls character in some ways, aren't you? You just, I mean.
I think I just needed to be hugged more.
I'm not even gonna, I'm just gonna move on.
Oh, how could he hate playing this?
Call the wild card line. 1-800.
Hey, there's certain songs that are now just completely linked in my head with other things, and this one's linked with Art Bell forever.
Hey, Ramona, bring me a cigarette.
Oh, wait.
Ramona?
I cannot believe you just did that.
What happened to Ramona?
It's an inside story.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think Scotty would introduce that record in that manner.
No, I don't think anybody with a soul would introduce the record that way. Ramona dead, baby. Ramona dead long time. Ramona was Art Bell's wife, and she died. And then like 2 weeks later, he married a mail-order bride from the Philippines and moved. Didn't he? Where is he?
I think she was more of a Federal Express bride, if you want to mention
it. Is there an instant download? Art Bell was married to this woman named Ramona, who he talked about for a long time. We have noted Don Geronimo and Donna Mike show. His wife was tragically killed. And then about a year later, he started dating somebody, and a lot of women felt it was too soon and so forth. Art Bell's wife died literally like 2 weeks later. He was engaged to a woman from, where was she from? The Philippines?
The Philippines.
She's like 19. He's like 80. And now they live on an island together somewhere. So there you go.
He's like Larry King without suspenders.
Let's talk to David. Hello, David. You're
oh, my God, Rick. Tim Riley is going to hell for saying that. Oh, that was terrible.
That's a fantastic moment. And you know it's true.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Yes.
All right, there you go. Rick. Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. Foster, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Rick, you actually made me laugh out loud 20 seconds ago.
With?
It started playing that song, and you kept your hands and said... Now on the wild card line.
East of the Rockies.
I almost peed my pants. It was one of the funniest things you've ever done.
Anytime I can make urine flood your pants, sir, that's
take
how we...
It, take it easy.
That's the mark. Thank you. That's the mark of quality radio. Whenever I can make you stink of your own liquid waste.
Call on Bell. In the kingdom of Nye.
I gotta please use, go to the next one.
I'm going to use those jokes now because I'm not going to be able to do that in the future. You're a terrible person, Tim Riley.
Oh, I forgot all about the Madonna.
Oh, I don't care for this song much. I don't care for this song much at all. This is Holiday by Madonna.
Apparently, the Catholic Church wants her excommunicated now.
She hasn't been excommunicated already? What are they waiting for?
But she doesn't even practice the Catholic religion.
I mean,
she's a Kabbalah, isn't she?
How many bottles of the caffeinated Viso did you have?
Two. Don't touch my Viso. Don't! That's
equal to all the caffeine in Starbucks for a day.
You know what I heard the other day when I was at J. Crew? They're playing Secret by Madonna. What a great song that is. I forgot how great that was. This is not that good. I completely didn't even realize until we played this. This is what they use for that Celebrex commercial, isn't it?
What's Celebrex?
Celebrex.
I don't see commercials.
You have the DVR, but I... Don't they use this for a... Celebrex, doesn't Celebrex, it's like some brain drug? Talking about the songs that Scotty J hates playing as a wedding DJ. There's really nothing's ever gonna equal that Ramona Bell comment. All right, it's number seven.
Oh my God, you just looked at me like a crackhead.
What?
You just looked at me so angrily that I put a Viso in my bag.
I wasn't. I'm fine, baby. Scotty's typing in the screen, I hate weddings. I hate them, I hate them, I hate them.
Now the Biaspi boys.
Isn't Scotty J married?
He is. Well, what is there to say about this one? This is sort of the classic rock of my generation. This is the, this album, License to Ill, this is sort of the Boston self-titled of Generation X. Great album. Boy, I never need to hear it again. It's not that I don't need to hear it again. This is sort of like, you know what it is? I need like a 10-year moratorium on this record of just not hearing it for a while. And then I'll probably come back and love it again. The problem, though, is that because Laura grew up Mormon and repressed and whatever, she never really listened to this. And so we hear this all the time at our house because it's kind of still new to her. All right. What else do we have here? Oh, Sarah Dillon.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I never learned how to do the electric slide. Did you?
I don't even know what that is. Is it a dance?
Yeah, it's like something where you turn around and clap and jump.
Could you demonstrate it now?
No, I did. I never learned it.
But, I mean, do you know what it looks like?
No, not really.
Like, I wouldn't even know it. If you put it in a lineup, I wouldn't even know how to spot it.
No, I don't, yeah.
This sounds like somebody dressed up in mascot suits with this.
This sounds like one of those things you would hear on Radio Disney.
Have you ever heard this?
I don't think I really know this song.
Oh,
now,
terrible.
Did the electric slide come from this song, or is it a song about the dance?
I don't know.
That is the title of the song, I believe.
I kind
of
knew, that it was a dance.
The chicken or the egg, Rick, I don't know.
I didn't... It's a timeless mystery. Scholars have pondered it for years. I didn't really know that it came from a specific song, though.
Yes, can we stop?
I can't imagine wanting to play this on the happiest day of your life. Shannon, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Rick, I see the electric slide all the time when I go. I live in suburbia, and when we go out to the bars, they play this. Every DJ plays it every Friday and Saturday night.
And you do the dance to this song?
If I ever did, I would have to shoot myself afterward. No,
okay. Agreed.
And a date a black man.
I have to tell you, the people that get up and dance to this, they don't ever dance to the other songs like normal people, like just dancing.
Right.
They only do the line dancing songs, and then like the country song will come on, they'll go up and dance to that one.
Boy, you know, and when you see people line dancing, that's why they hate us right there.
It's the worst song, and the song itself is the worst song, and it sticks in your head for the next year and a half.
Any song that could be played by one guy with one hand on a Casio needs to go away.
The next one's even worse.
Thank you, Shannon.
I agree.
Scotty,
I'm so sorry you have this job.
But both jobs, actually. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. He has typed on the screen now, "Oh, how the people dance when Scotty J plays the songs."
I think he communicates best typing on your screen.
I think he should never leave that room. I think he should be sealed in a small box and only communicate through a typewritten passage.
It kind of humanizes
him.
While
he DJs, he can have a big screen in front of him. And he can type up comments like he's watching the bank while you're making deposits.
He can be our next Jolie where like, no one knows what he looks like.
Here's Casey.
Oh.
Okay. These are the top 10 songs that Scotty J has to play as a wedding DJ. Bob, hello.
Hey, the Electric Slide is a version of the Hustle. The reason I know is because I used to go to Earthquake Ethels in the 70s, so watch my friends dance and pick up chicks.
So the Electric Slide is a variation on the Hustle or a successor to the Hustle?
It's a chick magnet.
It's a variation. I don't know. Disco sucks.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
There you go. Casey and the Sunshine Band. All right, there you go. These are Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb. Oh, listen to that.
Dirk Diggler is a man of passion. Whether it's lovemaking, karate, art, or fashion, Dirk Diggler does it all.
Oh, man. You close your eyes, you can just see Heather Graham doing a big line of cocaine. You would think that it was still 1978. I mean, there has been music since then.
Yes.
Songs have numbed our brain. We don't even have comments now. These are the top 10 songs that Scotty J has to play as a wedding DJ. There you go.
Look at her butt. It's so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Yeah. Every girl knows every word to this song.
But, you know, but here's the thing. Have you noticed this? That it's always the really thin girls that know this song, especially. Like, the girls that I see singing this are always really thin.
It's just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like dun, 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 gross. Look.
Sarah's mouthing every word.
Wow.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
I love this video.
That's a great video where he's standing in the huge fiberglass ass. That's America right there.
I want to hear that Peter McSplot Bremolo song again.
Oh,
you only played
the girls
it
of Bremolo. You didn't know that song before?
Mm-mm.
See, and growing, well, see, how long were you in the Northwest? When did you move to the Northwest?
In about, well, on and off, because I lived in Northwest, then in Spain, and then California. I don't know, like, most of my life.
See, I'm surprised you didn't hear that, especially growing up as close to Seattle as you did, because...
And then actually living in Bremerton.
Because he's from Seattle. I mean, and it was always such a point of pride with us growing up in the Northwest that Mix-a-Lot was from here, because there was so much about New York and L.A. with the Public Enemy and the NWA and all that. It was such a point of pride that we had a rapper from Seattle. All right, number two.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
This will take you back. Oh, man. I saw the Spice Girls sing this song. You want to talk about a hell on earth? These are the songs that Scotty J is always obliged to play at weddings. Computers can't quit weighing in on this. Frank, hello. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's
going on, Rick?
Hey.
I just remember playing that Babies Got Back, blaring it on my stereo, driving through the mall when I lived in Colorado back in '89.
When you were bringing the soul for the COL?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's from the Mac Daddy album, right?
Exactly.
On the front where he's sitting in the car and he's got the big bling on his hand, yeah.
Yeah, well, the first time my daughter ever heard it, she's 14.
Yeah.
She laughed her ass off.
There's something disturbing about when you really think about the songs that little kids sometimes know.
I know.
Afternoon Delight being the best example of that. Scotty is noting that this, We Are Family, is his most hated song.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What did Sister, did Sister Sledge ever do anything else? No, is this their only, is their only hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. All right, thank you, Frank.
All right.
All right, there you
Who
go.
Who sings that song that Celebrate Good Times?
Cool and the Gang. Come on, Cool and the Gang. We're big fans of Cool and the Gang here.
You're right.
We celebrate their entire catalog.
They're busier than David Cassidy.
It's true. All right. And everybody knows what number one is, don't we? It's not Celebrate. Everybody prepare to cringe. Cringe, 3, 2, 1. There you go.
I guess this one, too.
You were really good, actually. You got like 5 of them. All right. Back after this.
I'm cutting this and playing Band-Aid because I can't handle the YMCA.
That's fine. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll wrap things up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's AM 970.
Solid. Hit the post.
State. Yeah, see. Well, this song is multiple posts, actually. Wait, hold on. We're going to do Band-Aid back after this with the Tom Likas Show at 3:06. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Whoa.
Oh.
Time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Happy Thursday to you all. There's some stuff going on tonight. Here is what's happening at the Ash Street Saloon at 225 Southwest Ash. Lock Berlin, Less Than Hero, Deep North, and Hudson are all putting on a show starting around 9 o'clock this evening. At the Tonic Lounge at 31st and Northeast Sandy, Hairspray Blues, Ryder, and Bang are playing. There is a cover for that show. Starts around 9:30 this evening at Dante's. Go check out The Velvet Teen. Now that show starts around 9:30 as well. It is a 21 and over show. And it is $5 to attend. And if you feel like heading to the Town Lounge at 714 Southwest 20th Place, the King Cheetah, Howie and the Hot Knives, and Starving Blue Blood are playing as well. It's Balls Mount Tabor tonight in the Sideshow Lounge. It is karaoke beginning at 10 p.m. Always a fun time there. Also, if your band would like to send me your CD or some information about yourselves, please go ahead and email me at sarah@970.am so I can try and get some of your songs on the radio right here on Band-Aid. All right, that's all I've got for you for this Thursday evening. I hope to see you out and about, and I probably will. And if you do, be sure to buy me a vodka soda, extra lime.
Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Coming up tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, official stenographer, mailman Chris. How are you, sir?
Not bad.
All right. How are we today? Now, this is every day you calculated. Does this seem like we just came in here to start the show and now it's over?
It actually went by pretty quick.
It really did. The callous joking about the death of Arbel's wife probably helped. All right, so where are we today? How many things did I tease and get to and then tease and not get to, sir?
Well, what you got to was the Geek Watch, the B-Story, the Rockstar Recap, Peter Carlin, Bob Constantini, Nanette Sosa, Matt Lindland, and you got to all 10 of Scotty J's top 10 wedding list.
That's pretty fantastic, if I do say so myself.
Unfortunately, due to the fact that you alienated your newsman, you did not get to the National Clown Week story or the penis watch.
Well,
that was just uncomfortable, Rick.
I think I had to get a little something for getting to all 10 of the wedding show cuts.
I think you should issue an apology to Tim.
I did.
For cutting him off when he was on such he was really going.
I will acknowledge that I could have chosen a better time to inquire about this Robin Williams sound. Which we never did actually get to. I was actually setting in for a long Tim Riley news segment, but I chose the wrong moment to inquire about the length of it.
So what?
So
are you going to apologize
for what?
For totally throwing Tim off.
Oh, for interrupting the flow. I am sorry for that. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So what is the push-up total now brought
so
to?
So we're adding 2, and that puts you at 28.
God damn.
Darn.
This is really becoming like the national debt, though. I have no motivation now. There's just so many that it's like, why should I even try? I think I'm going to have to reassess the formula by which we compute all of these. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. And I got to say, I always thought you were teasing when you said how small your studio was.
Yes.
It really is tiny.
Thank you. Goodbye now. All right. I have to go. Thank you. All right. Yes, it is.
Your motivation.
My what?
You don't have motivation?
I'm saying it's like if I got 500 push-ups or something that I owe, which it
Oh,
looks...
you'll do them. It's okay.
Well, that's because I'll become very healthful. We never did figure out what the hell Josh is saying. Well, all right. It's 503-733-2970. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and, I don't know, occasionally uppity, Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, who we love, Scotty J., more than an intern, and, of course, manager of Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. And we want to thank Nanette Sosa and Bob Costantini and Matt Lindland and so forth. And Peter Carlin, as always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Thanks for listening. Be safe, y'all. Bye.
Yes, right, people. Let's do the same.